Every time someone tells me that Mexican food is unhealthy, I know exactly what they're picturing. They're not picturing Mexico. They're picturing an American taco. A hard shell, a refined flour tortilla, fatty hamburger, sour cream, barely any vegetables, a token smear of salsa, and something we call cheese that has been engineered for more shelf life than digestion. And then we look at that plate and say, see, Mexican food is bad for you. But that taco has about as much to do with traditional Mexican food as a corn dog has to do with Paris. So today, instead of arguing culture or nostalgia, we're going to do what we always do on 4Q. Look at the biology. Because when you do, you find that traditional Mexican food isn't the problem at all. In fact, it's one of the clearest examples that the Mediterranean diet is a pattern, not a place. Today, we will be making sense of the madness of the taco. I am your chief medical explanationist, Dr. Terry Simpson, and this is 4Q, 4Q University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little about food and medicine. So when people say Mexican food is unhealthy, they're usually not talking about Mexican food. They're talking about what Americans did to the taco. The, quote, traditional American taco, unquote, is built around saturated fat and refined carbohydrates, fatty ground beef, sour cream, refined tortillas, very little fiber, and almost nothing for the gut microbiome. From a metabolic standpoint, it's predictable. Fast calories in, very little fermentation, and plenty of saturated fat. Now let's compare this to a traditional taco, Mexican style, a corn tortilla, beans, vegetables, real salsa, avocado, cabbage, sometimes fish. Same word, completely different physiology. So let's talk about the base, the corn tortilla. Traditional corn tortillas are made from corn that's treated with lime, a process that improves mineral absorption and protein quality, but also improves and preserves resistant starch. Resistant starch isn't absorbed in the small intestine. It reaches the colon where gut bacteria ferment it into short-chain fatty acids, especially butyrate. Butyrate is the preferred fuel for cells lining the colon. It supports gut barrier integrity, reduces inflammation, and improves metabolic signaling. This isn't about avoiding carbs. This is about feeding the colon correctly. Now let's add beans, because beans are the backbone of this entire discussion. A serving of beans provides roughly 10 grams of fiber, soluble fiber, insoluble fiber, and resistant starch plus protein. That fiber slows digestion, improves satiety, and feeds gut microbes. Bean fiber supports something called akkermansia, a gut bacterium associated with improved insulin sensitivity and better gut barrier health. Beans aren't filler. They're a metabolic infrastructure. Add rice to the beans and you get a complete amino acid profile, something humans figured out long before protein powders and influencer diets. And this is where we get to talk about refried beans, because refried beans are where people get confused. First of all, the name already misleads us. Frijoles refritos does not mean fried twice. It means well fried or thoroughly cooked. Traditionally, beans were cooked and then lightly cooked again, often mashed, to improve texture and flavor. So yes, refried beans are absolutely traditional. At their core, refried beans are still beans. Mashing beans does not remove fiber. Cooking beans does not turn them into sugar. And from a metabolic standpoint, beans remain, well, beans. So what is the problem here? The problem isn't refried beans. The problem is what we fry them in. Historically, refried beans were often cooked with lard, and that made sense in a world where calories were scarce and undernutrition was common. But in modern context, large amounts of lard means large amounts of saturated fat. When refried beans are cooked with a lot of saturated fat, then covered with cheese, then paired with refined flour tortillas, you've moved away from the Mediterranean-style pattern we're talking about. The beans didn't become unhealthy. The fat context changed. There's also an issue of the commercially prepared refried beans. Some canned or restaurant refried beans are loaded with cheap fats and excess sodiums. They're not toxic, but they're not doing what many favor either. That said, there are better commercial options. Refried greens made from beans, olive oil, onion, garlic, and salt, and without lard, fit perfectly into a healthy dietary pattern. You'll find some canned refried bean now that use all vegetable or olive oil instead of lard, and keep the ingredient list short and recognizable. And of course, you can make your own. Take cooked pinto or black beans, saute onions and garlic and olive oil, and add beans and mash lightly, not into paste, and season. Now you've got refried beans that are creamy, satisfied, fiber-rich, and built on unsaturated fat. That one change, the fat choice, moves refried beans right back into the Mediterranean diet territory. Now add avocado. Avocado contributes about 5 grams of fiber and monounsaturated fat, the same class of fat we praise in olive oil. And here's the key point people miss. You cannot absorb fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K without dietary fat. Avocado doesn't cancel vegetables. It activates them. Now, and then there's the salsa. Real salsa. Tomatoes, onions, garlic, chili, cilantro. They provide prebiotic fiber and polyphenols. Add corn to the salsa and you've added more whole grains and more fermentable fiber. Salsa isn't decoration. It's got support. Add cabbage, often dismissed as a garnish, and cabbage provides some prebiotic fiber that supports those short-chain fatty acid production and gut barrier health. Cheap, accessible, effective, delicious, crunchy. Now I want you to step back and look at the pattern. Traditional Mexican food is low in saturated fat, built on whole grains, legumes, vegetables, unsaturated fats, and fermentation. Does that pattern sound familiar? Because that's the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet is not a location. It's a structure. It's a paradigm. You can eat it in Greece. You can eat it in Italy. You can eat it wrapped in a corn tortilla. Mexican food doesn't become unhealthy because it is a priori. It became unhealthy because we industrialized it. Refining grains, deep frying bases, replacing beans with beef, adding sugar-sweetened beverages, and turning cheese into load-bearing walls. Mexican food didn't fail. The industrial food system did. And here's the takeaway. A traditional taco, a corn tortilla, beans or properly made refried beans, vegetables, avocado, real salsa, maybe fish, is a Mediterranean diet meal by biology, not geography. Different culture, same physiology, and once again, data beats dogma. Proving that you can have a Mediterranean-style meal from something that is traditionally in not the Mediterranean, but in the New World. Please check out the blog associated with this at yourdoctorsorders.com and forkyou.com. And please check out my Substack, which is at drsimpson.com. Paid members there get extra data and extra fun. This was written and researched by me, Dr. Terry Simpson, and while I am a board-certified physician, I am not your physician. If you're going to change your diet, then please check with your board-certified physician because some medical conditions need careful counseling, and check with a registered dietitian, not a chiropractor, and not a functional medicine person who are really witch doctors, in my opinion. All things audio are done by my friends at Simpler Media and the pod god himself, Mr. Evo Terra. Producer Girl Productions makes me sound far more interesting than I am. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo, what's your favorite type of taco? Because I'm getting a yearning for a good taco.
Well, to coin a phrase, I've never met a taco I didn't like, so, gosh, let's see. I really like fish tacos quite a bit. In fact, I'll even do fish sticks, Terry, as a taco. Yeah, and with all the other things you mentioned, a real corn tortilla and some good quality refried beans. I've been making my own now. And a little bit of cabbage with, you know, fish sticks in an air fryer. It's weird. It works. But you know what? When I've got a taco hankering, which, let's face it, is all the time, I'm going that way.